Yeah, I'm going to cover 3 points and give you a little bonus one after that, just some thoughts on areas that we need to improve upon, and then I'll open it up to questions. First thing is I want to congratulate the new members of the Bears. There's 24 out of the 61 total members of the Bears, that's including the 8 on the practice squad, that are brand new to our organization. Composition of that is 6 draft choices, 3 college free agents, 1 claim yesterday, 4 UFAs, 5 street free agents, and 5 new practice squad players. Just want to congratulate them on starting off their year with the Chicago Bears for our opening day tilt against the Bengals. I also want to congratulate our older players. They deserve our congratulations and respect. I'm going to start with Patrick Manley, 16 years here as a Chicago Bear, going into his 16th season. When I came to the Bears in 1998 to interview, I sat down with Bill Reese, and he asked me to watch the draft picks from that year, which Patrick was one of them. And he told me before I even got started, we went through them a little bit, and he said, really, we think the best pick of the draft was Patrick Manley. We picked up a long snapper who might be here 10 years in the 6th round. Well, I think Patrick's proven that, and he's going on twice over, so on his 16th year. So he deserves our congratulations. Roberto Garza, 13th year, going in his 13th year in the league. I was with Roberto in Atlanta in 2005, and I sat in the room where we made a decision to move on, and part of our thinking was that a man without an ACL probably didn't have many years left, and we probably didn't have, we weren't going to be able to value him properly moving forward as an unrestricted free agent. I think Roberto's proved us all wrong in that area, and he keeps plugging away, and I see an improvement as a player this year over last year. Julius Peppers, 12th year in the league. In Atlanta, he terrorized us. He was the Vic equalizer. Man has 111 and a half sacks in his career. He's one of the tops in the league in terms of career sacks. He speaks of leadership and production. He's a very quiet leader, unassuming, but he does great things. He leads by example. I don't know how many times I saw in OTAs and in during camp him chase Matt Forte or receiver or back downfield. Anybody at his stature in the league that's willing to put in what he does each and every day to give his all deserves our respect. Charles Tillman, going into his 11th year, was very fortunate to be in a draft room to hear the story or the exchange that went on between Coach Duran and his coaches and our staff on whether we were drafting a safety or a corner. And it was Dick that said, hey, he's absolutely a corner. That's how we're going to coach him. He's going to be a corner in this league. And I would say Dick was very correct. You know, he's a forced fumble machine. I think he's second leading interceptor in Bears history. He certainly deserves our respect. Lance Briggs, 11th year. What a move as a leader to step up and say, hey, I'll take it over. I'll take the single collar job. Still a sudden and dynamic athlete. He is the prototypical of what we want for our defense. I'm watching the Oakland preseason game live and then later on tape, and I can't believe I'm looking at an 11th year player in terms of his suddenness and his dynamic ability to get to the ball and his want to get to the ball. So certainly he deserves our respect. There's a couple of them up in their 9, but today I'm going to talk about the 10-year plus, and that's our group in terms of years of services in the league. I want to talk a little bit about our roster composition, on how it got to where it's at today, restate our goals for our roster when I came in, on how we're working towards attaining those goals or our outline for our team. Number one is we wanted to develop or have more offensive weapons for our quarterback. Number two is in developing those weapons for a quarterback, we were going to become a quarterback-centered team, and we were going to need to develop the protection of the quarterback and the midfield weapons that he had in terms of helping him with the protection, always having an outlet in the center of the field that he could see while he was undergoing pressure. We also wanted to address our defensive needs in terms of moving forward as we start to replenish our defense moving forward, you know, through our years is that we do it with, again, sudden, dynamic players, high-level athletes that can make plays, just like the offensive weapons, guys that can hit home runs, guys on defense that can run down great athletes. And that's what we've set out to accomplish. To give some credence to where we're trying to go and why we're trying to go there, part of when you look at a roster is knowing what needs to improve or be fixed and also know what isn't broke and wasn't and doesn't need to be tampered with. Okay. On our roster this year from 2012, the last 2 years moving forward, there's 31 of the 53 on a roster are new people. So there's been a 58% turnover. On offense, that's 18 out of 24. So that's a 75% turnover on the offensive roster since January of 2012. Only 42% of those, 10 out of the 24, are original Bears. On defense, a little bit different story. 13 out of 25, or 52% turnover versus the 75%. 68%, 17 out of 25, are original Bears. So we're moving in a direction to improve the offense and slowly moving in a direction to add youth to the defense. And I think our roster numbers speak of that. It speaks of the consistency of trying to work towards our goals to improve the weapons on our team, to improve the protection for our quarterback, to be quarterback-centered, and to slowly add youth and dynamic athleticism to our defense as our needs arise. The last thing I want to share with you is areas that I feel like we need to improve in. As I worked through this roster and looked at these numbers and did my own analytics on it, I was curious to, in terms of retention of original players on the rosters, not only for our team, but for teams in our division. I went through it, and what I saw is we're 29 out of the 53 players that we have, or roughly 55%, are original Bears. They were on this team originally. That was their original team. The Green Bay Packers are 43 of 53. The Minnesota Vikings are 39 of 53. And the Detroit Lions are 27 of 53. Now, I firmly believe the best way to build a team is your own original talent, your draft picks, your college free agents. It helps you in several ways. It helps you manage the cap so that it gives you flexibility so that when you do need a dynamic player to fill in, you're able to go and get them. You have the cap flexibility to go get that player, which can add to consistency of your team winning year in, year out. It also gives your team a homegrown flavor for your fans, and it also allows those players to be together longer and to improve together and play together as a team for a longer period of time and with more consistency. Now, that's not the only way to build a team. When I came in here, I've already stated what our philosophy towards building is. What I'm saying is what we need to do in terms of continue to improve our roster and our chances to gain and be in a position to win championships consistently is that we need to retain more of our own players. We need to have more years like we had this year in terms of having a high number of picks and college free agents on the roster relative to what we brought in. We need to have that consistently. I need to do a better job of finding ways to gain more picks on draft day, and we need to do a better job as a college staff in our recruitment and retention of high-quality college free agents. That's how you produce rosters at these types of numbers, where the Packers are at, where the Vikings are at. How have they gone about it? They've had consistency in the front office. They've had consistency to coaching. They've had consistency of a philosophy moving forward. Okay, we've undergone a change. Change brings a different dynamic, obviously. But whether it's players that were on the roster when I was here or roster moving forward, what we want to do is consistently hit on our college picks. Okay? In the last 2 years, we have a total of 14. Okay? Five from last year, nine from this year. We need to have more years like this year to continue to build this roster to be consistent and be consistently in a spot where we can win championships. Mm-hmm.